is where you hear Devon Givens' voice, but I am not Devon. Devon Givens is enjoying a much-deserved evening off tonight. But I am his partner Friday night for Draft Lines, Jamie Lynch. Welcome in. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Friday out there. Taking you up until 7 o'clock, and then we'll hand it off to Hunter Brody. I have Nate with me, or Nat, excuse me, Nate Nat, in with me tonight. Hopefully everybody's getting ready for the weekend. And your Philadelphia Phillies are the talk of the town right now with a monstrous series ahead this weekend at home versus the choke artist New York Mets. And it's starting to pick up a little bit. The enthusiasm around town, the excitement for this team. I think last night might have kicked some people into a possible red September type of gear. Now it's crucial. You have our attention. Don't blow it. And tonight, one of the additions to the team that you picked up at the trade deadline in Gibson is facing off against Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman having a good year, not so good as of late. He's been struggling a little bit in his last five or six starts, hasn't gone deep into games. So he's a guy you can get to tonight. Gibson, not going to lie to you. I've seen his one start, and that's it. I was not watching the Texas Ranger games. But he's been having a great year and immediately stepped in here and stepped into the number two role, I think, in everybody's opinion out there. Zach Eflin hopefully should be returning soon. But the Phillies need to take two or three this weekend from the Mets. And you have a good reason to do so with Zach Wheeler on the hill Sunday night. Ranger Suarez / bullpen game tomorrow night. And that's the way it shapes up for your Phillies. You are going to see some young kids, a Tyler McGill tomorrow night, who's been having a pretty good season so far in just eight appearances, and then Taiwan Walker Sunday night versus Zach Wheeler, who's having a solid season. You know, very good for him, solid overall. So the cards are on the table. Philly's got to show up. The lineup tonight is out. Rhys Hoskins, it appears, unfortunately, because he's hot, is out of the lineup tonight. I would assume it's due to the groin injury that he's been playing through. If you saw him on his double last night, he looked a little gimpy there getting into second base. So I would imagine, unfortunately, you got to bench the hot bat tonight. But the Phillies lineup, if you're heading down to the game tonight and want to call in and talk about it. I hate the Mets. I hate the people that are going to be in the stadium tonight. I hope Phillies fans pack it. I hope they're loud, because frankly, this should be the loudest and most energetic home series the Phillies have had in a long, long time. A long, long time. The playoffs are a real opportunity, and the Mets are going to try their hardest to get down here and put some fans in the stands. And they're struggling, those Mets. You know, they just lost to the Pirates, and that's not a good thing for them. So, you know, they're on the verge of, I have a couple Mets buddies, and they're on the verge of Mets depression, and the Phillies can send them spiraling. So if people, you know, from the Mets show their face tonight, let's hope it's a miserable experience for them. The Phillies lineup is out. You have Odubel Herrera batting leadoff tonight, Gene Segura in the two hole, a scorching hot Bryce Harper in the three hole. I have some numbers on him in a little bit that we'll share. That dude is locked the hell in right now. He's batting third. JT Realmuto with a huge double to right center last night to tie the game up in the ninth inning is your cleanup hitter. Didi Gregorius batting five. Alec Bohm batting sixth. Miller batting seventh. Old Bamboo Brad. And Jankowski batting eighth, with Gibson in the lineup at nine. An American League pitcher, that's pretty much a guaranteed out right there. So the Phillies are playing with eight bats tonight. And look, Bryce Harper, he had a strange year in the field, in that it's the worst we've seen him in a Phillies uniform. His base running mistakes sometimes are there, but for the most part, he plays with an aggressive style that I love to watch, because, you know, sometimes you got to make them make the mistakes, and you got to ramp up the pressure on the base pass. I can live with what Bryce brings you on the base pass. But since the beginning of June, basically, Bryce Harper is absolutely on fire right now. I don't think there's any doubt that facial injury he suffered up in New York was, you know, some lasting effects there. His wrist probably wasn't right. He took a fastball to the face. I'm sure that there's a human aspect of stepping into that box again where you got the chills a little bit of, oh my God, is this one coming into my face again? So he appears to have snapped out of that, and he is hitting the hell out of the baseball right now. The stat I have for you is, for everybody out there, the detractors on Bryce Harper this season, and, well, he only has 41 RBIs. Yes, 41 RBIs does jump off the paper. It's probably something that would keep him from any serious award discussions, but it's not his fault. Bryce is batting, you know, hovering around 300 with runners in scoring position. As we said, I think he has 15 extra base hits in his last, like, 38 at-bats or something like that. But this stat was courtesy of Steve Phillips, the former GM of the Mets, and it absolutely blew me away. Bryce Harper only has 41 RBIs, and people question why. Steve found out the reason. There are 178 hitters who have had more at-bats with runners in scoring position than him this year. 178. That's almost six players on every other team with more at-bats with runners in scoring position. So, unfortunately, Bryce has been a bit hampered by the 1-2 hole the majority of this year.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of unbelievable. But he's doing his best. JT is locked in, and Reese, who we said is not in the lineup tonight, it appears your big three finally got hot all at the same time. It hasn't happened all season. We've all been waiting for it. It's finally here, and it's glorious, and it's a shame that Reese has to sit tonight, but they do have to get that groin right for this final push down the stretch. And you are listening to the Draft Line Show, presented by our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And DraftKings has a big announcement. It's not even in my copy, but it was so big that I'm just going to bring it up and talk about it. DraftKings is now offering same game parlay feature. So now you can bet the Phillies run line with the over, with a Bryce Harper home run, odds thrown in the mix with a Didi Gregorius three hit option, with a, you know, who knows, a Marcus Stroman hit, and get some really spicy odds on there. So that is a cool new feature that has come to DraftKings, the same game parlay. So check it out. Have fun. It's a really fun way to put, you know, $5-$10 on something and really increase your odds of getting a payout. They're really fun during basketball season. I'm going to start tinkering around with them now in baseball season. But it's a way to really plump up your odds there and you know, try to cash big on a small wager. And it's beneficial to somebody that knows their teams. If you know your team inside and out and know, you know, let's say Tobias Harris is on a rebounding streak and you want to take his over, and then you know Seth Curry's hitting about 5 3-pointers a game, you throw his in, then you put Ben Simmons' assists in, and you can, you know, fire away on a bunch of things in the same game, and it makes it a lot of fun. So check that out on DraftKings.com. But I'm wondering how people are feeling about this Phillies team. You know, my Sunday morning partner, Andrew Salchunas, has been all aboard the Chunas Express. Mike, who just got off the air, didn't think they were good enough, is kind of changing his tune a little bit because they are on a streak. They're showing you something they haven't really shown you in a long time. In the beginning of the year, they would go on those 5 and 6 game streaks there a little bit, but then they'd give 5 and 6, you know, right back. So far, heading into the All-Star break, I know the Pittsburgh series was disappointing, but, you know, they won 4 series heading into the All-Star break. The Pittsburgh series sucked, but the team showed you enough that they went out and bought. I think the front office did a great job at the trade deadline. They didn't really have much to give up, and they got a solid return there. And Gibson, you know, solidifies your rotation a little bit next year. Ian Kennedy has been very successful in his save opportunities this year. And then you get Freddie Galvis as well. So you improved some infield defense, you improved the back end of the bullpen, and you improved your rotation, and frankly, you didn't give up much. So, you know, they weren't in a position to be strong buyers because their farm system sucks, and that's just the way it is, and it's something they need to improve. And, you know, we'll see. This is what we got here in Philly. So let's go, boys. And hopefully we get a Red October upcoming. But a huge weekend starting tonight down at the Ball Yard as Gibson goes against Stroman. I kind of like the Phils a little bit tonight, even with no Rhys Hoskins. Stroman, as I said earlier, has only gone past five innings, I think, once in his last six starts. So there's an opportunity to get on him and get on him early. He's 7-10 with a 2.8 ERA. The most deceiving thing in baseball is like usually the Mets pitcher's win-loss record. If you have a 2.8 ERA, you should not be 7-10. This Mets offense, in my opinion, stinks. Francisco Lindor is still on the IL, as well as Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom had another setback. Lindor has been hitting off of the tee, I believe, lately. Might be due up for some simulated games or an assignment. We'll see. But the two of them, those are the two biggest names on the team. They've been out, and DeGrom has been on the IL for his third trip already this year. And if he's going to continue to stay on the IL, as much as he's deserving of the Cy Young Award, if he misses half the season, it's going to be really tough to give it to him, even though statistically he was on pace for what many were considering the greatest season we've ever seen. I mean, better than Bob Gibson and some all-time all-timers. So that sucks for him. You know, for the Phillies, it's beneficial. But it opens the door, and frankly, Buster Olney put out a tweet today. He said, if you're basing this on pitching war right now in the NL, your Cy Young winner is Zach Wheeler, which is pretty crazy to hear. That's how good of a signing he has been. You know, we like to talk about how many failed athletes come to town and pass through and yada, yada, yada. Zach Wheeler is absolutely one of the best free agent signings the city of Philadelphia has had in the last decade. He's been phenomenal. They bet on him a little bit to get to this level. And great job by them seeing that, you know, if he stayed healthy with what he was putting together, he was about to tie it all together as a pitcher. And right now, Zach Wheeler has been phenomenal. He gets to go Sunday night on Roy Halladay retirement night against his old team to show them what dummies they were to let him walk. So Zach Wheeler, if he can be lights out down the stretch, Aaron Nola at this point is a 50-50 coin flip. Maybe even 60-40 coin flip in terms of being bad versus good. You can't count on him for anything. Zach Eflin, I believe, threw a rehab assignment the other day or over the weekend. So hopefully he's getting closer to coming back as well. And then, you know, you have the luxury of having an Aaron Nola as a third or fourth option, depending on how Eflin looks. So things are shaping up nice. The strength of schedule for the Phillies, one of the easiest in baseball. The Mets have one of the toughest in baseball. I saw baseballreference.com yesterday actually had the Mets with the third highest chance of making the playoffs from the NL East teams. The Phillies were at 40%. The Braves were at 38%. And I think the Mets had fallen down to like 23 or 24%. So right now the Braves are streaking as well as the Phillies. The Mets are sinking. Hopefully that continues because I love watching New York suffer. But then the Atlanta Braves are becoming quite pesky themselves. So we'll be scoreboard watching a bit there tonight. 610-632-0975 are the numbers. If you're heading down to the game, I'd love to hear from you. I hope that place is rocking tonight. We'll start out with our buddy C Notes in North Philly here. Wants to talk a little Phils. What's up, C Notes?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, not much, man. Almost the weekend.
I like that the Phillies are on a hot streak. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite Philly teams. I grew up watching baseball, so. But I say they're like a two pitchers and a solid center field away from being a contender.
Yes, center field is definitely a need. It's one they weren't able to address this year. But Jankowski and Odubel Herrera are certainly not your answers. Unfortunately, McCutchen's hurt, and that's killing you because he was swinging a hot bat too. But yeah, you're right. They need a center field option of the future because I don't think Odubel Herrera is it.
Yeah, it's sad that you know our farm system is that horrible. But I don't know. I could see them taking two games out of this series from the Mets.
You got to take two. You got to put your foot on their throats now, so you know it's why you can, because they're struggling, and you got to create a little distance here with the Braves right on your tail.
Yeah, and I like the fact that this year we didn't struggle with the Marlins like we usually
yeah,
do.
You know what I mean? Yeah, totally. That's usually a lock. Cenos, do you have FanFest tickets?
Yes, I do.
All right, good man. We'll see you down there.
All right, man.
Have a great weekend. There's Cenos checking in. Yes, FanFest is returning Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. It's a free event, but you'll need tickets to attend. Keep listening. We had an online raid yesterday. I'll give them out left and right. It's presented by a bunch of people, and it's going to be a great time. So keep listening to the station for your chances to win. And, you know, you can probably win tickets all weekend long if you listen closely. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Let's check in with Joey here. He's heading down to the ballpark tonight. I'm a little jealous because that's going to be a rocking place. Joey, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you doing today?
Good. Are you down there yet? Are you en route?
We're sitting in traffic right now, just itching to get to the ballpark.
Do you see any New York scumbags around you?
We're beeping at everyone. We're in front of one right now. But I just wanted to pop in. I just want to give a little hot take.
Oh, all right. What do you got?
MVP of the night. I got Brad Miller coming in hot tonight. He's going to be tearing up Stroman. Stroman's going to go four innings, but Brad's going to tear him up.
All right. I like it. Bamboo Brad. I mean, he's a good bench player. I've been pretty impressed. Yeah, I've been pretty impressed with him this year. He's having a nice season.
He is. Or the Phillies are riding a hot streak. Mets are struggling, so we're all pumped.
Nice. You guys be loud down there tonight. Have a great time at the game, Joey.
Appreciate it.
All right, see you, bud. Bamboo Brad. There you go. You can throw Bamboo Brad in your same game parlay that DraftKings is offering to you down there. I'm giddy. I was telling Nat before the show that about the same game parlay, and I was like, this is good. This is a great thing that DraftKings has brought aboard. So check that out and toy around with it a little bit and have some fun. The Atlanta Braves are the team right on your heels. They just, I believe, swept the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, they did. Three-game sweep of the Cardinals. Now they are playing the Washington Nationals, who unfortunately, as we know, don't have a bullpen. They sold off, Trey Turner and Brad Hand and a bunch of others, and they're more or less in some form of tank mode. So unfortunately, the Braves have a great opportunity ahead of them this weekend. Unfortunately, we need the Nats to do something, and I don't feel too optimistic about them. I heard Mike talking about them earlier. He said, they're just a team like looking for ways to lose. And when that error happened last night, it was you could just sense it was coming. And then, at that point, the Phillies had the heart of the order up and boom, lights out. All she wrote. That's it. So unfortunately, Nats have to help out the Phillies a little bit tonight. Let's check out the line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Atlanta is -210 on the money line. Washington +175. That's not great. Not going to lie about that. And the Phillies tonight are a slim -120. Mets are +100. If you want to lay the Phillies +1.5 run line, you can lay -190 and get them at +1.5. Over under on the game is 9.5. Something's telling me over, and I'm hoping it's the Phillies runs getting to Marcus Stroman and not the Mets getting to Kyle Gibson, but something tells me I like that over tonight. I'm probably going to fool around with the same game parlay here in the break and cook up something spicy here. But around baseball tonight, you got the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs are already tied up at 4. They're live in game. That's another thing to do on the DraftKings Sportsbook app is always check out the live betting, especially if you're watching the game. You can kind of get the trend and pattern of the game and take advantage. Especially if it's a Washington Nationals, let's say they're up and, the Braves have a chance at the bullpen and you see that Freddie Freeman's due up next inning. Hop on that and, get it live. And it's a good way to bet, I found. The Tampa Bay Rays take on the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Seattle Mariners, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays. You got the Pirates and the Reds, Tigers, Indians, as we said, Nationals and Braves. Twins, Astros, Giants, Brewers, Royals, Cardinals, yada, yada, yada. And you got the series in L.A., the Angels versus the Dodgers. What the Dodgers have become is an absolute monster in Major League Baseball. Let's get Ryan in the cell. He's on his way to the game in here before the break. What's going on, Ryan?
What's good? How you doing?
Good, man. Are you down there already? Or are you in traffic?
We are driving down there in traffic. There's honking going on. Everyone's going crazy.
Yeah, I just heard that. I think the Phillies got people's momentum last night.
The electricity is going to be crazy in the stadium tonight. There are going to be MVP chants. They're going to be booing. Javi Baez might strike out 5 times again.
The platinum sombrero. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Bryce Harper has deserved, over 2 years now to see this type of atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park. He's playing his heart out. He's hitting the hell out of the ball right now. JT's locked in, and this team's, they're fun right now. They're never out of a game currently, and it's a fun Phillies baseball over the last couple of weeks.
I couldn't agree more. Can I ask you about a player prop? Can I ask you what you think of it?
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
JT Realmuto, over 2, runs, RBIs, hits. It's a lock.
Oh, I like that a lot. I'm probably going to put that in during the break here. He's swinging a hot bat.
He's 3-for-5 against Stroman. He's batting 600 against him.
Yeah, I'm in. You talked me in, Ryan.
All right.
Let's make some money.
All right, man.
Have a good time at the game tonight. Thanks for checking in. 610-632-0975. On the other side, I do want to touch on the USA men's basketball team. Their odds here as they are playing for the gold. And hopefully, as soon as they get the gold, we get Dame. We'll get into that a little bit because I'm consumed by it. And I think I know how it's going to go down. I think these conversations have already happened. I'm just putting together the breadcrumbs. I don't have any inside information. But to me, I can see how it happens in my mind when I think about it. I really think the Sixers are going to have a really good shot at this. I don't want to get to in season with a Dame trade and have to wait for things to play out. But we'll talk about that coming up next. And the USA men's basketball lines, and we'll talk about maybe some NFL preseason lines because there was a gross, gross preseason game last night. Note to every gambler out there, Hall of Fame game, I worked probably 5 or 6 of them in my life for NBC. More often than not, take the under and don't sweat it. 610-632-0975. I'm Jamie Lynch in for one more segment before I hand it off to Hunter Brody. We got Nate Nat in producing with me. Lines are open if you want to get in. Time at the Fanatic is 6:24. And let me tell you about our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's the final week of games over in Tokyo. This is your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Right now, all new users are getting 100-to-1 odds on the United States meddling at least once this year. We just talked about the men's team. They're going to have a really good shot at it, so this offer still stands. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, this is the time. Plus, place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-to-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code FANATIC when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code FANATIC. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Draft Lines with Jamie Lynch and Devon Gibbons.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in the Draft Line Show. My normal partner, Devon, is not here tonight. A much-deserved off Friday. I myself will be off next Friday, so we're kind of flip-flopping Fridays here. But I'm Jamie Lynch in until 7 o'clock, and then we'll hand it off to Hunter Brody. But it is the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And it was not a fun viewing last night. I probably watched about 4 to 5 minutes of it. The NFL Hall of Fame game. It was just damn good to see football back. It means football is getting closer. The product stinks in Canton, Ohio every single year. It is what it is, but it's an indication of better things to come. And football is on the horizon. I cannot wait. Even for some bad first quarter preseason football from the Eagles. Stinks we won't get to see Devontae Smith, but football is here. It's exciting. Jalen Hurts is going to be an interesting follow this year. Nick Sirianni, Jonathan Gannon, you know, a fresh start here with the coaching staff. It's going to be a lot of fun to follow. I do want to read at some point during this the Daniel Jeremiah observations from camp the other day. He's a former scout with the Eagles, turned NFL Network. He knows what he's looking at a little bit on the sidelines. So we'll get into what he saw at Eagles camp yesterday, because it was pretty encouraging. Actually, why am I teasing it? It's not worth teasing. I'm just going to read it for you, people, because Daniel Jeremiah's tweets are not worth teasing. That's a dumb thing to do, so I'm just going to get right to it. Number one on his list, which really has excited me, because he's a player I love and I think is a step away from potentially being it. Number one, if Josh Sweat stays healthy, he'll get 10-plus sacks. That was Daniel Jeremiah's first observation. His second observation, Jalen Hurts will lean heavy on his tight ends. Yes, tight ends, Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. You might want to file that one away in the fantasy football draft calendar in the back of our mind. The Eagles' offensive line is very deep. They are very deep. They got some backup guys last year with great experience. Devontae Smith, number four, will be back soon. And he's been as advertised. They love his route running, savvy, and ball skills. And then number five, observation from Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, Javon Hargrave is in great shape. And that is also great to hear, because he's a guy in those final five, six games of the year really looked like the guy that they paid to come here. So if he comes in ready to go right off the bat this year, it's going to be a lot of fun. Dan Orlovsky from ESPN is the first person to respond to his tweet. And he said, my thoughts on the Eagles have really evolved over the last months or so. Their lines of scrimmage on both sides should be too good for the team to stink. No team has that good of an offensive line and defensive line as Philly and stinks. They're big people, and big people beat up little people. So we talk about the Eagles before we get back to the Phillies and all this. Because DraftKings has NFL bets for you. And the team futures, you know, the number is really good for the Eagles, I believe, at 6.5. I think that's a very fair number. I've kind of been saying there that, you know, back since February even. I said, yeah, they're probably like a 6 or 7 win team. And then the odds makers come out and split me right in the middle. And say 6.5 is the number. I can't tell you I love the over, but if I was to bet this, which I probably will not, I would take the over. I think they can get to 7 wins if Jalen Hurts is a modicum of what we think he can be. He obviously has a lot of questions to answer. Talented guy, smart guy. He's going to know the playbook. We don't know what the playbook is yet because Nick Sirianni is a complete unknown. So it's going to be kind of tough to take some player prop overs for the Eagles offense this year. But, they have a chance to be not awful. I don't think they have a chance to, win any trophies or anything. But the NFC East could be up for grabs. Big news out of Dallas that Dak Prescott's shoulder is not doing well. They fear a worst-case scenario of a rotator cuff issue, and if that's the case, that's something that could linger all year and or need surgery. So, again, we all know Dallas's defensive woes that plagued them last year. If they lose Dak for any time because he has to go under the knife, that becomes a problem. Joe Judge has veterans retiring left and right up in the Meadowlands. We'll see if his hard-o coach attitude pays off. I thought he was pretty good last year with a pretty mediocre to bad quarterback and losing Saquon Barkley. So we'll see what happens there. And the Washington football team, we'll see what Fitzpatrick can do because that defensive line is nasty. They have a really good defense. They're probably a little bit slept on as a team in the NFC East. So we'll see. It's going to be a fun season. Even if they aren't in it to the bitter end, it's going to be a fun season to follow along and see what's going on with them. But let's head down to the Citizens Bank Park parking lot. God, I wish I was there right now, cracking a tall, frosty beer. Let's talk to Justin to get a little scene set down at CBP. What's up, Justin? Ah, Justin got zapped by the Matrix. That's all right. Hopefully, we'll go to Kevin here in a second. Hopefully, the Phillies vibe down there tonight is great. John Kincaid, who I work with in the morning, said he was out at the bar last night and people were very into it. I saw Bob, a guy that works for Crossing Broad, say he was out to dinner and it was the first time he remembers like the restaurant and bar all kind of communally clapping and getting into the game in a long time. I think the Phillies got people's attention and rightfully so. It's been a bad brand of baseball for times this year. They haven't been able to keep the streaks going for that long. Now's an opportunity with the team you've been chasing in your stadium where you're typically about 10 games over 500 as a club. You're like 10 games under on the road, but that's what makes a 500 baseball team. Well, you got them at home. You got your new pitcher, Kyle Gibson, going tonight. He's been really good this year. If this is his outlier season, so be it. We'll see what he is next year. But he's a guy that gobbles up innings. He goes 6-plus in almost every start. It's really impressive what Kyle Gibson has done this year. So he's got a big opportunity. Hopefully he's going to experience what Philadelphia has to offer with meaningful baseball in August here tonight. But let's check in with Kevin on the cell. Wants to talk about the Eagles a little bit, and he's headed to the Phillies game. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Jim, yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
How you doing? Thanks for checking in, bud. I'm great, man.
All right, so, yeah, I'm sitting in traffic going to the Phillies game, but screw that. I want to talk birds.
What do you think of this 6.5?
Oh, my God. Pound me over. Jalen Hurts has that it factor that you can't teach. We saw it at OU, and I like him. I don't want Deshaun Watson anywhere near Philadelphia. I think that Jalen Hurts is our future. Him and Devontae Smith for the next 5 years will at least lead us to the NFC Conference Championship.
I mean, those two have a real connection and chemistry together, and people are saying they've seen it, before the injury, but, that those two are on the same page. Look, that's awesome for Jalen Hurts that they're giving him such a strong outside threat. And I know he's only a rookie and he hasn't played yet, but somebody that he's comfortable with, somebody that's potentially the best pedigree of wide receiver they've ever drafted here for the Eagles, which is kind of crazy to say, but it's true.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see it. I need to see Hurts for at least half the season. I know he's our future. I want Sirianni to give him a chance, and I just can't wait to see what him and Smith do.
I think he needs 17 games. I don't care what happens. Even if he's struggling, the end of the season, the most important thing is to know what Jalen Hurts is.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about tonight? You like Kyle Gibson's odds down there at Citizens Bank?
Yeah, me and my friends, we all just hammered the -113 money line. I think that there's no way the Phillies lose. We're on a heater and the Mets suck. So.
Love it. So let's root them in tonight, Kevin. Thanks for checking in, bud. Have a great weekend. See you, man. Yeah, 119 on the money line. I like that. You know, look, Marcus Stroman, he's been a good year. And he is a New York guy. He's from up there. I believe he grew up a Mets fan, too. So this could, like, doubly hurt him tonight. You know, not only can we knock him back down to reality, but it's his favorite team, obviously. Not only are they signing his paychecks, they're also who he grew up a fan of. So let's really give it to Stroman tonight, the old Philadelphia welcome. Let me pull up his last couple starts here. His last start, he went 5 2/3. Start before that, he went 5 with 2 earned. Start before that, he was great. 8 innings, 1 hit baseball, 0 earned runs. Start before that, just 5 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs. Start before that, just 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs. Start before that, another just 5 inning performance, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. Start before that, only 3 innings. Start before that, 1 inning. He must have gotten hurt or tweaked something in that game. So he hasn't been great. Sorry, I have a frog on my throat tonight. Earned runs, he's keeping low. He's staying competitive in the games, but he's not eating up a lot of innings. So that means you can get to their bullpen tonight. And if you can get to their bullpen with how they've been clutched late and on fire, you can do some damage. Let's check in on the phone lines with Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, Dom?
Hey, James, how you doing?
Besides this frog in my throat, I'm doing great.
Yeah. Well, first of all, real quick, I was with you this morning. John's really hard on Nolan. I mean, he's been such a disappointment.
He's been terrible this year.
Very bad disappointment. But
he's had...
John goes that extra yard.
Yeah, he's had 3 or 4 really good seasons. You know, I have my personal theory of why he's struggling. I think the spider tack may have caught up with him. He's not attacking like he used to. He doesn't have the command he once did. So, I don't know. It's just my theory. I don't have a way to prove it or anything like that. But it would certainly make sense considering his drop-off beginning around the time that Major League Baseball started cracking down on it.
Yeah. But the great thing is, I feel like the Phillies win 2 out of 3. I mean, sweep would be great, but I think they win tonight, James, and I think Sunday is a lock, right? They can't lose on Roy Halladay.
Yeah, you can't lose on Doc number retirement night with Wheeler on the mound.
Monday morning you guys come on, I'm riding in the route and we're in first place. I'm pretty happy.
I mean,
I feel like I told Matt, I feel like I got, like, James, this is the first game where I'm genuinely excited about since that Sixer loss. I feel like I got, somebody gave me like a shot of Novocaine or something. I've been like,
you're right, Dom.
But
I don't think you're alone, Dom. I think everybody's kind of been in this haze of like, so this is exciting.
Right? It's exciting. And the best part is, like you said, Bryce is tearing the cover off the ball. And that makes me happy because I love Bryce. I'm a Bryce guy. I mean, I'm a Bryce guy. And the fact that he's kind of carrying him a little bit, that makes it even more exciting for me. So,
yeah, we've been waiting for this. Yeah, let's go, Phils. Dom, have a great weekend, bud. I'll talk to you soon. You know, Bryce Harper was paid to be what he is right now. He's been phenomenal for about a month and a half. He's been one of the best hitters in baseball. I'm not going to the lengths that some would go and call him an MVP candidate yet. But if you were taking the last 2 months of the season, I think you could make the case. So here's a stat on him. Here's a list of qualified National Leaguers with a .300 batting average, .400 on base percentage, and a .500 slugging percentage. You ready for the list? It's Bryce Harper. He's the only one. He's hitting .302 with a .416 on base and a .547 slugging percentage. I gave you the stat earlier about his runners in scoring position opportunities, and that's why his RBIs are so low. There's 178 batters in baseball who have had more opportunities with runners in scoring position this season than Bryce Harper has had. So you can drop the RBI knock on him for how he's performed this year. he's carrying the team right now. And it just so happens that it's hitting season finally. And JT and Reese not in the lineup tonight because of the groin injury, we're assuming. But, you know, here's Bryce Harper. This is courtesy of Johnny Heller. He works for one of the Phillies blogs. Bryce Harper's last 162 games, he's batting .294 with a .413 on base, a .564 slugging, .977 OPS, 39 doubles, 35 home runs, 110 walks, 22 stolen bases. His WAR is 5.9, which is really freaking good. By most metrics, he's been a top five hitter in all of baseball during this span. So you're getting what you paid for. Justin, I hope it's real loud down there for Bryce tonight. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, man? We're out in the parking lot. There's something special in the air tonight.
What would you say the percentage of Mets crumbs there is? Like 20%?
There is a good amount of Mets fans. I'm tired. I mean, every couple of minutes, I see a good crowd of them walking by. There's a lot of fans. There's going to be some brawls tonight, I think.
Well, let's hope not. But, you know, they always weasel their way into the stadiums, that's for sure. You like them tonight? You like Kyle Gibson to welcome to the home crowd?
I like him. I think he had a good opener with the Phillies. I think he's going to have a good game. I feel bad for the people that aren't going to be at the game, because when the Phillies take the field tonight, it's going to be different. It hasn't been like this for a while.
It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
This is 10 years of built-up frustration about to come out. Justin, get in there. Don't miss first pitch, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, man. Let's go, Phillies!
Yeah! Love it. Oh, I thought we had a chant there. Love it, Justin. The tune is train. He's dancing somewhere. Be loud down there tonight. It's fun. We haven't had meaningful baseball in a freaking decade. I hope Kyle Gibson shuts him out. I hope Marcus Stroman gets rocked. It's going to be fun down there tonight. Everybody enjoy themselves.
Kicking ass and taking names.
We'll see what happens. Tomorrow night, you get the bullpen game with Ranger Suarez versus Tyler McGee. He's only been up for 8 games for the Mets, but he's been pretty impressive with his numbers. And then Sunday night, Taijuan Walker versus Zach Wheeler. Got to take 2 of 3, bottom line. Before we get out of here tonight, I can't stop thinking about the Ben Simmons, Dame Lillard trade scenario. I've convinced myself that it's already happened, and it's probably my fault, probably being way too optimistic, and it's probably going to send me into a serious Sixers depression. But that's okay. I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I think Dame Lillard, after the U.S. men's gold medal game, is going to come home, and it's quickly going to come out that he's done in Portland. We pretty much know Ben Simmons is done in Portland. And by the way, the report yesterday about Ben not talking with anybody is partly true. John Kincaid, who I work with in the morning, has a very, very good source that has, you know, modified it a little bit, that Ben and Joel are in fact talking. But the rest of Sixers, Ben Simmons communications is all being run through Clutch Sports. Now, Clutch Sports is the group that represents Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey and Anthony Davis and LeBron. And it's Rich Paul, one of the most powerful agents in sports. You don't want to offend one of the most powerful agents in sports. This is now twice Clutch Sports has pushed out something about the Golden State Warriors. They first did it, I want to say, back at the rookie camp in Chicago when talks first started. And it was put out via, I think, Windhorse. But you can tell, Clutch Sports wants Ben Simmons in Golden State. It's pretty obvious why. He can rehab his image very easily. He's third or fourth fiddle. He's going into a locker room where no BS will be accepted. Him and Draymond Green can be one of the best 1-2 defensive punches in basketball. And Ben Simmons can throw passes all day long to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in transition and probably average 12 assists a game on like 8 made 3-pointers. So if I'm Clutch, yeah, I want Ben Simmons in Golden State. So I think that much is true. Golden State doesn't want Andrew Wiggins. They want his money off the books. They know they're going to have to give something up to get that something. Now that leaves Portland. Portland and Dame Lillard, we need them to officially break up here post-Olympics. I think it's going to happen. It's already come out. Our own Devon Givens has heard from his sources that New York and Philadelphia are 1 and 2 on the list for Dame Lillard. He's going to want out. He basically asked them to improve the roster. They went out and brought the same exact roster back. Before the Olympics this morning, he was quoted as saying, like, yeah, you know, sometimes you want things and it doesn't happen. He appears not happy. There's breadcrumbs there with Dame Lillard wanting out, and hopefully that comes in the next week or so. So what does that leave? Leaves a three-team trade. I think all three teams work out pretty well. Golden State Warriors would have to send Wiseman and maybe who they just drafted at number 7 or 14. Maybe Portland made those picks. Who knows? They send that and Wiggins. Wiseman is a very promising number one pick from a year ago. Or maybe he was number 2, excuse me. Anyway, very promising young player. They go to Portland. Andrew Wiggins is needed for the money to match. Probably some draft picks are included from the Warriors. The Portland Trailblazers then send Dame Lillard to Philadelphia. The Philadelphia 76ers send Ben Simmons to Golden State. Tyrese Maxey to Portland. And I don't care. Give him 2. Give him 3. Give him 4 unprotected first-round picks. I don't give a damn if it gets Dame Lillard in Philadelphia. Portland can then completely rebrand around the number 7 pick, James Wiseman, Tyrese Maxey, a slew of picks, and they can hope to pick themselves up from the gutters of when an NBA superstar leaves you. I think it makes a lot of sense for all three teams. I can't stop thinking about it. I want Ben Simmons in Golden State and Dame Lillard on the Sixers. I think it's obtainable. Daryl Morey's been way too quiet while the rest of the East has improved for something not to be up. They freed up money in George Hill. Let's go get Dame. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Let's go Phillies. I hope they take 2 or 3 this weekend. They better. Coming up next is Hunter Brody. Thanks to Nate Nat for producing the show. And this was the DraftKings Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm off next week for a long-awaited vacation. So I will catch up with you soon. Hopefully we're talking about the first place Phillies and Dame Lillard being a Sixer when I get back. Have a great weekend, everyone. All right. It's the final week of the games in Tokyo. The men's team we talked about, they got a shot to bring home the gold. And this is your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Right now, all new users are getting 100-1 odds on the United States meddling at least once this year. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, this is the time. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-1 odds on any American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code FANATIC when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code FANATIC for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Draft Lines with Jamie Lynch and Devon Givens.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Hey guys, Bob Cooney here. And for over 10,000 caregivers of adults with autism living in the Delaware Valley, we worry about who will take care of our adult child.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.